The J Talk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the J Talk Podcast. Ben Maxwell and Johnny Nicol with you. And Johnny, we're in celebration mode after Japan qualified for the 2026 World Cup with three games to spare last Thursday night after a 2-0 win over Bahrain. Happy days. How are you?
Yeah, it was a very nice occasion. For me personally, it wasn't so great, as my nose was like a waterfall for most of the game. I was struggling a bit last week and actually had to take a couple of sick days off work with a fever. But I've just about bounced back, and I'm glad there's not a 10 game fixture list to work through this weekend. And we've got a good guest on to help us do some of the heavy lifting as well. So yeah, I'm feeling much better than I was last week. And yeah, as you said, congratulations to Japan. Maybe it was a bit more labored than we might have hoped, but they got there in the end, and now we can look onwards to 2026 and the next big World Cup. How about yourself, Ben? How are you doing?
Good, thank you. And glad to hear you're doing a bit better, Johnny. That's great news. And yes, you teased our guest joining us to revel in the inevitable glory of the Samurai Blue becoming the first nation to qualify for next year's World Cup was a man who was at Saitama Stadium last Thursday night. It's Dan Orlowitz. You might have seen his work on the Guardian website. Dan, welcome back to the pod and congrats on that. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I want to say that if and when I do get my book project written and published and out there, The Inevitable Glory of the Samurai Blue, that's a great title, so I'm going to steal that.
You are more than welcome to it. Yeah, fantastic stuff. And just before we move on to events from last Thursday night and related to that, of course, is your piece in The Guardian, Dan. How does that come about? You have an idea that you send to one of the editors there, or I'm curious on the roots of that and how it all came to be on the Guardian website literally minutes after the full-time whistle last Thursday night.
For those who haven't read, do go check it out. It's nice having stuff published outside of a paywall for once, for those who haven't read it, I did a piece basically sort of looking at how the national team is becoming more multicultural, more diverse in a way. Just you've had a history of first naturalized Brazilian players into the team. And then recently, over the last, 15 years or so, there's been an increase in half Japanese mixed race players, however you want to call it. I know there's lots of different thoughts on the terminology. And I have long talked about this as just sort of an interesting development in that it does reflect how Japanese society is changing. And it has sort of happened, through those changes. It has also contributed it's contributed interesting factors to the national team at times when the team has needed it. You had in the 80s and 90s, Brazilian players were bringing this sort of individual brilliance, and they had obviously played at a much higher level than many of their Japan teammates, and so they brought that perspective. And over the more recent years, you've had quite frankly, players who are bringing a physicality, not just physique, but also just in terms of being able to deal with bigger and stronger opponents, especially in goal. Daniel Schmidt, Zion Suzuki, Leo Kokobo in the under-23s last year's Olympics, Gotoku Sakai on defense, a lot of players in all positions, but especially goalkeeper recently. And so I pitched a few stories to the Guardian's new sort of US-based soccer editor. Recently, we knew each other going back to when he was working at The Athletic. And I sent him three or four ideas, and he really liked this one. And so I got at it. And it was basically all written before Thursday's game. And I just wanted to cap it with a quote from Hajime Moriyasu, which I fortunately got. And that was that.
Yep, brilliant stuff. And as Dan said, it's on the Guardian website. We very much encourage J Talk listeners to check it out. Give Dan the click. It's well worth a read, no doubt about that. So, okay, last Thursday night then, Bahrain headed to Saitama Stadium with, well, basically Mission Impossible that we all thought it was to try and deny Japan their automatic qualification. It was there on a plate for the Samurai Blue, and they did take a while to break through, Johnny, although they did have the ball in the net through Wataru Endo in the 10th minute. That was disallowed after an ISA waiter handball. But Bahrain certainly did prove a tough nut to crack for most of the first half, at least, and it did take until just past the hour for Japan to break the deadlock. But yeah, I think Bahrain gave a pretty good account of themselves, all things considered.
Yeah, I think if you look at the scoreline from the first game, Japan winning 5-0 away, I think that